funny because I'm thinking about this song, Same As It Ever Was. It's not the same. Technology is always changing, and it's a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey from CNET on the line with us. Bridget, how are you?
I'm doing good. Sometimes things are changing so fast, though, that they change so in bad ways, and we have to call out companies to take them to task to handle things.
Ooh, like what?
I don't know if you heard this news about YouTube and what it's had to do to take down tens of thousands of videos that feature disturbing content aimed at kids.
Okay, this is all you're doing, because when we talked to you last time, you were crazy about Peppa Pig and things going on that kids shouldn't be seeing.
That was just the tip of the iceberg. We're talking about, it went deeper after we talked, things that actually exploited children in videos and things that were being targeted by predators. And it was pretty disturbing. So YouTube removed ads from 2 million videos and about 50,000 channels that featured some of this disturbing content. Actually took down 150,000 videos and turned off comments for over 600,000 videos targeted by child predators. So basically you have this whole ecosystem of YouTube that just was going unchecked for so long. And it took like multiple news stories that kind of built and built and built from since we talked, where kind of more and more of the onion was being peeled back and going, wait, people are making money off kids being tied up in videos and people are searching for this stuff. And then it kind of even peeled back another layer today on top of it, where if you start, you know how when you do a Google search, it has an autocomplete. So if you search for like, you know, what's the best recipe for, and it'll fill out chocolate chip cookies, because like that's the most common thing searched for. Well, there were some disturbing things that sexual predators could type in, and if you did, you would see autocompletes for things that are very terrible. So it's kind of like a check on, hey, your computers are not having humans kind of watch over some things.
How many videos are available on YouTube, Bridget? Do you even have a guess? It's got to be millions and millions, right?
Yeah. I mean,
right, so it's inevitable that some stuff is going to sneak through, right? They have to know that.
Money off of this, and there's algorithms for advertisements to automatically play, and you know there was even backlash earlier in the year from a lot of big advertising companies that were realizing, wait, my AT&T ad is being played on what? And so a lot of big companies said, if you can't get your act together on YouTube and actually, you know, you're able to search so much about us, make so much data on us as individuals and what we like and we don't like.
Yeah.
You tell me you don't have a computer system to be able to flag when something is wrong, and so it's kind of like something YouTube, quote unquote, never invested in, right? You know,
yeah.
Maybe they care to. Maybe now there's going to be maybe some more effort put into having these automatic algorithms. Maybe check for the gross stuff too.
All right, I got to ask you about this net neutrality. I have a teenager who is freaking out about this net neutrality. I don't know much about it other than, I guess a couple years ago, then President Barack Obama made it so internet service providers could not charge you for additional things. What am I missing on this, and what's going to happen with it?
Well, the reason teenagers are freaking out is because it's actually a really hot topic on Reddit and everywhere, and it's all over my Facebook feed. People are saying that the internet will be forever changed with the FCC trying to say that internet providers can basically do whatever they want. Before there were rules that said, hey, you have to treat every website fairly. You cannot, I'm going to make this up, but Verizon, you cannot give preferential treatment for your customers to watch AOL content and charge more for Netflix to encourage people to watch, you know, the videos you make money off of versus like a smaller website that's up and coming and doesn't have a deal with you.
Or they could even slow down like the bandwidth and stuff. Isn't that true?
Right. If you look at other countries, some countries actually do a system where if you want internet, you have to pay for packages. You want Instagram? That's part of the social package. $5 for that. Like they treat the internet like cable packages. And really there's the philosophy that shouldn't everything on the internet be a utility and be free to access and be at the same speed as everything else, so that way no one's picking favorites and the little guy can also have his say versus like the big website too. And that's that's where the big debate comes in. Hypotheticals like someone will slow down. Groups like Verizon have spoken out saying, we will not have a slow lane, and we promise, you know, to treat it all fairly. But, you know, people go, okay, do you want regulations? Like, you have rules on the road. You know, we don't let everything be free there. We have traffic lights, you know. And then there's people who say, you know, let the market sort itself out, because you and I may unsubscribe from our cable if they start doing that. Problem is, you don't have any cable choices or internet choices, do you? You usually have two at best.
Right.
So that's where there's that ethical argument of, like, should there be more regulation because the market may not be able to sort itself out when you don't have a lot of consumer choice.
Who makes the decisions on this, Bridget? Is it Congress?
Well, Congress could step in and do something, but right now it's the FCC.
The chairman, who is a Trump supporter and a Trump...
He's formerly a Verizon lobbyist lawyer, too. You know?
Right, so, and he's Trump's FCC chairman, Ajit Pai. He wants to destroy net neutrality, and the proposal will be voted on by the FCC on December 14th. So this is coming up.
It's a Republican majority. It usually is a majority on whoever is president at the time. And so that's why everyone's flooding with comments I don't know if everyone crying out will make a difference when you have a Republican majority vote. But that said, people are still very upset and are speaking out and doing what they can to maybe influence the fact that it shouldn't be a free-for-all. And that, because everyone right now, all these internet companies, they want to become media behemoths too, you know? Like, everyone wants to be the provide you the pipe for the internet, but also provide you the content. And they want to make more money off the content they own. You know, Comcast, NBC, and Verizon has their own. And so that's where it's going to get a little sticky, I think.
All right, what if they charge more for Twitter and Donald Trump has to pay more in order to get access to Twitter? First of all, I guess it wouldn't matter. He's got the money. But I don't know what's going to happen. What can we do to protect ourselves? Nothing? Keep our fingers crossed?
Yeah, I don't want to be the one who's negative, but I keep thinking, like going on Facebook and clicking like that you feel really passionate about it isn't changing anything. If you want to make a difference, you can make a difference by voting, right? That's what they always say.
All right, so we don't know anything we can do. Just keep our fingers crossed. And on December 14th, they're voting on this net neutrality. So maybe you'll be limiting your social media presence on December 15th. Who knows?
Maybe.
Let's hope it doesn't go downhill that fast.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Bridget, thank you very much. Appreciate talking to you.
All right, thanks.
She's Bridget Carey, senior editor at CNET. You can find it at CNET.com.